Seven completes. Game was kind of leaning one way a little bit there, Randy. Richmond takes advantage of some walks, barrels up a little bit, and now the could-haves and should-haves and would-haves are really glaring right there. And Kramer, I mean, you and me,
wow,
drooling over that catch. That was a fantastic play, and he had to have run, you know, from center to left center. He probably ran, what, 120 feet on that?
Yeah, that was an incredible catch by Kevin Kramer, and it'll make these next two innings exciting, Kirby.
That it will. As we're glad to be with you here in Meyer Grove's press box. First offering from DJ Schleicher to Nolan Geislinger, missing for a ball. Nolan's been good out of that leadoff spot today. Played it a couple runs for his brother, the manager, as the 1-0 pitch from DJ is in there for a strike to Geislinger to even it up at 1-1. Bounced out to first in the first, bounced out to second in the third, double and scored in the fourth, walked, stole, and scored in the sixth. As the 1-1 offering from DJ, that's laced into left field, and the leader aboard for Geislinger as he punches a single to left field.
Just taking it the other way, Nolan Geislinger did. Nice level swing through the strike zone.
Better bring Justin Thompson to the plate. Thompson, I bet Nolan's moving here, Randy. He got a pretty poor jump off Schrader earlier and still stole. I bet he can outrun this one as DJ is thinking what I'm thinking as he picks over. Diving back safely is Nolan Geislinger. Thompson today has had this guy wasn't in the lineup because his arm was barking from his pitching performance masterpiece yesterday against Lux, and now today in a reserve role, 2-for-3 with a double and an RBI. There he goes, swinging a miss as Geislinger will steal second base, and he's into scoring position, looking for some insurance runs here.
Cole just held on to that ball, Kirby, because Nolan had such a great jump.
DJ's pretty slow to home, and yep, Nolan's very fast. So it's a recipe for a stolen base right there. He's in the scoring position, and the meat of the Clipper order is going to have a chance to knock him in. DJ's one-strike pitch waved at and missed by Thompson right there. 0-2 to count. Schleicher started a game for Richmond last year on this day. That loss to St. Martin, that walk-off win. Matthew or Michael Schlungen with that knockoff hit, walk-off hit as a cue shot up the third baseline. Miller will keep that foul. A lot of region starts, a lot of region success over the year, over the years, Randy.
Oh, yeah. He's got a few miles on that arm already.
Two strikes the count here. He'd love his first strikeout. As Thompson in a hole at 0-2. Nolan Geislinger leading from second base. 7-5 our score in favor of Watkins. As the two-strike pitch, that's hit down the right field line, and that'll twist foul. Thompson taking that off-speed the other way. Luke Jokel hasn't ran in a while, Randy, so he's going to go run and get that foul ball.
Did his laps yesterday. Now going in the opposite direction.
0-2. Wind picking up a little bit. Out to left field right now. Schleicher set his 0-2. That is popped up. This will be playable. DJ will call. It's actually Cole with a basket catch right there. Thought I heard DJ call for it, but Cole comes forward and makes the basket catch.
I think DJ said Cole right away.
Oh, he said Cole. I thought he said ball.
No, I think he said Cole.
Okay.
But Cole and DJ were almost looking each other square in the eyes at the end.
It's a lot of dude right there, too. Don't want to run into those two in a dark alley. So one away. Kevin Kramer, he's had a very good day. Glove and legs and bat thus far. He also had that really nice throw where he almost got Holthaus taking up. So arm can be included. Get to see the five tools of Kevin Kramer this afternoon. As first pitch missing for a ball. Singled and scored in the first. Reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Flew out to center in the fourth. RBI double in the sixth. Had that great catch on the run to stop the Royal threat in the seventh. That would have tied the game if he doesn't catch that ball. DJ set is 1-0 pitch to Kramer. That's hit in the air to left field. Dusty right on it. He'll make the catch on the run. Line drive out as Kramer retired for out number two.
Hit that one right on the nose, and Adams had him played perfectly. I don't know if Dusty has to move much here with Danny Berg coming up.
Yeah, that same spot. Bring Dan Berg to the plate. Dan with an RBI double. Two RBI double, in the first inning. Also had a single in the fifth. He is 2 for 4. He's looking to clutch up right now. They got Nolan Geislinger at second base. Schleicher got Thompson and Kramer, but he hasn't got Berg yet. Nolan his lead. DJ's first offering to Berg is missing for a ball. Down below the knees, DJ asking Ricky Hendrickson. Ricky said down. I love the communication. And we've talked about that a little bit, the proximity. We're in the game in the press box here in Meyer Grove. So close, you get to hear the little nuances. 1-0 pitch to Berg. That is through Schmitz's mitt, and taking third is Geislinger. Cole unable to catch it, and he'll advance to third base on the wild pitch, or I'd probably go pass ball on that.
Yeah, probably pass ball.
Didn't seem like it was all that low. As so now at third base with two outs is Nolan Geislinger. Berg looking to clutch up here for the Clippers. And Schleicher set right at the Richmond lettering across his chest. First offering, or another offering low to Dan Berg. 3-0, the big bat of Brendan Ashton on deck for the Clippers. 3-0 the count. Two away, 7-5 our score here. Seeding game on your Sunday. As the 3-0 pitch, that's low for a ball, and Berg is walked on four pitches.
Interesting there, DJ. Not close to the strike zone there.
On any of them. I mean, maybe the first one, but other than that, not a ton.
If he likes his odds better with maybe the guy on deck.
I wouldn't want to face this guy. Brendan Ashton's a boss. Yeah, he's had a little bit of a quieter day today, but he can sure hurt you.
He's got a Joe Stangler-like swing.
Hard.
It's hard, yes.
Effort is dialed up. So first and third now. Berg at first base. We'll see if Geislinger puts him in motion. DJ's first offering to Ashton. That's low again for a ball. It was a base hit to Nolan Geislinger, but then a walk to Dan Berg. DJ gave up a couple hits last inning. Kept zeros on the board for now. Geislinger leads from third. Berg from first. Danny stays put. The 1-0 pitch that's chopped on the ground towards third. High hop for Miller. Cam Fields. Throws low. Holthaus can't get it. A royal air. Geislinger scores. Berg over to third base. And Richmond and their inability to finish these innings, Randy. The two outs, you know, dropped pop-ups and missed pop-ups and a big air right there really costing them today.
Absolutely. Yeah, that ball. It's almost like Cam had too much time to think, Kirby. He got the nice big hop and just let it fly. And he one-hopped it over to Holthaus.
Carter Block to the plate. It was a low throw. Kind of that medium hop for Holthaus over at first. So two down. Berg with good base running got all the way over to third. At first base, it's Ashton. First offering from Schleicher to Block. He is in at the knees for a strike. Carter's had a good day in the batter's box. A couple singles. A run scored. 2 for 4. Two away. Clippers get the gift here in the eighth inning. As DJ set his one-strike pitch at missing away, evens it up at 1-1. Hasn't pitched in a while, and you can kind of see that effectiveness, Randy, is not quite where we're used to watching DJ.
He's probably thrown that 20, 25 pitches now, maybe 30.
He's set his 1-1 pitch that is swung on and fouled by Block, and he's in a hole at 1-2. Schleicher looking to put a pin in this one here in the Clipper eighth, try to keep it within striking distance for the Royals. 8-5 the score. Runners at the corners for Watkins with two down. That four-run fourth inning, all those runs coming with two outs. Run this inning coming with two outs. Both of those innings, Richmond should have been out of there with zeros on the board. As it stands, though, there goes Ashton. That pitch missing low for a ball, and Brendan will steal second base, and that moves it to 2-2. Can't seem to find it on that off speed.
No. And that off speed is just finishing way too far outside or in the dirt for DJ right now.
2-2 the count now. Two runners in scoring position as the 2-2 pitch to Block. That's hit on the ground towards short. Bacchus will field. Throws across. It is in time to retire Carter Block, 6-3 And the Royals get the ground out, but they had it to play before and threw it away. So Watkins punching one in, scoring one run on one hit, a big Richmond air, and two big runners left on base. 7.5, 8-5 our score in favor of Watkins. We are on to the bottom of the eighth inning, and you'll hear it in 1 minute on Chasm Radio.
Do you have wireless dead spots in your home or business? Well, Albany Mutual Telephone can help. Let our team of professionals maximize your wireless internet signal where you need it most. With our managed Wi-Fi, we offer an industry-leading technology solution that boosts your wireless internet connection. Get managed Wi-Fi from Albany Mutual Telephone today. Call us at 320-845-2101 or visit online at albanytel.com. Albany Mutual Telephone, technology all the way home.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, as we head into the fall, it's a good time to fill up your diesel tanks and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest. All it takes is a call to the agronomy department, and the experts can come out to your farm and do crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Good luck to all the teams playing in the Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Broadcasting from the Blattner Company Studio, you're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night.
We welcome you back to Meyer Grove as we are on to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is 9-1-2 in the Richmond batting order.
Over in Region 11C in Eden Valley this afternoon, Sartell leading the Cold Spring Rockies 8-3 after three innings. That is a seeding game in 11C. So Sartell, the Muskies 8, the Rockies 3 after 3.
Rockies got to be on cloud 9, Randy, going to the state tournament in a year they didn't have Ryan Hennett.
Yeah.
Didn't have one pitch from their big dog. So congrats to Tom Ficker, David Jonas, and the gang over in Cold Spring. First pitch to Adam Bacchus, popped up foul and out of play. Dustin Kramer being asked to get the final six outs here for the Clippers. Punch them into the next seeding game. As Dustin ready, rocks and fires his one-strike pitch to Bacchus, missing inside, 1-1. Bucky on the day, 0-3. Three hits yesterday against Tyreller, 0-3 thus far against Block and Kramer. As the 1-1 pitch chopped up the third baseline, that ball will twist foul, and 1-2 the count will go to. Good hop by Ashton right there, Randy, is keeping that one foul.
You never know what that baseline's going to do to you. Exactly.
1-2 the count. It'll be Bacchus, Elshire, Miller. Royals down to their final six outs, trailing by 3. 8-5 our score here in the last half of the eighth inning. As Dusty Kramer back out onto the mound. His two-strike pitch to Bacchus. This pitch is popped up, fouling out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Trying to get some men on here. Scored 4 in the seventh to make it competitive. As the two-strike pitch, Bacchus laces this one to left, but right on it is the left fielder, Gavin Mathias. Hard hit by Adam. Mathias right there to put it away for out number one.
That ball was not very far off the ground, Kirby, and Gavin almost approached it like he was sneaking up on it. He actually tripped on his first step, and I think he was just kind of lunging and hoping to stay up there.
Didn't want to spook the ball, huh? Yeah. Elshire to the batter's box. Kramer getting the outs, but some loud outs, Randy. That Carter Thielen ball he hit in the eighth inning was hit pretty good. Bacchus got a good chunk of that one, both of which ending up in the mitt, though. That's why they got guys out there. 2-0 the count here to Chase as Kramer's 2-0 pitch to Elshire in at the letters for a strike. Chase in the leadoff spot, been on base 3 of 4 trips to the plate today. A single, hit by pitch, and a walk as that pitch missing for a ball. 3-1 to the Royal designated hitter, Cam Miller on deck. As Kramer, nobody on. The 3-1 pitch, low for a ball, and Chase aboard once again.
Just make him throw to me, right? And that's what Chase does.
So Miller into the batter's box. One away. Miller. Kramer hoping for a ground ball hard at Nolan Geislinger's belt. So a man aboard with one away here in the Royal Eighth. Miller steps in. Kramer set, first offering to Cam. That's in there for a strike. Miller taking the whole way after the Elshire walk. Good crowd here today. Got one more. See some more navy blue T-shirts when the El Rosa faithful make their way to Meyer Grove today. One strike pitch to Miller is bounced up there. Nice stop by Ashton behind the plate, evening it up at 1-1. 1-1 the count. Two state tournament bound teams just trying to figure out their seeding. 1-1 pitch to Miller. That's skied into short center field. Nolan Geisinger goes out. He will make the catch. Nice play right there by the young shortstop. A little basket style. Kramer was playing deep in center. A little no double, so Nolan had to go out there and get it and made a fine catch.
Yeah, that's an interesting catch. I don't know if the sun is still bad, but he backpedaled. And that wind, Kirby, you mentioned a little earlier, that is starting to push that ball out farther. And Nolan had to make a pretty nice catch with his back to the infield.
Nice play by Geislinger. So two away. Cole Schmidt's the batter as he looks at a first pitch ball. Cole was hit by a pitch, walked earlier, 0-2 on the day. 1-0 the count. Elshire at first. The 1-0 pitch to Schmitz. Big swing and a miss right there. Evens it up at 1-1.
Yeah, I think the way Dustin Kramer throws, this is Cole Schmitz's pitcher that he likes facing, Kirby. Had a big, healthy swing on that last pitch.
Kramer is 1-1 offering off speed. There's a big swing and a miss from Cole once again as Dusty getting Cole to swing over it.
Cole is in that school of hard swings.
He's never been much for shortening up.
No.
1-2. Two away. Kramer trying to pitch around the walk to Elshire. The right-hander set. His two-strike pitch to Cole. That's popped up. Foul. Carson Geisinger will not have a play. That is out of play. And count remains at 1-2. 1-2 the count. The Royal catcher looking to nibble into this Watkins three-run lead. Richmond down to their final four outs all of a sudden. And Kramer's two-strike pitch to Schmitz popped up short left field. Geislinger goes out. He'll call. He'll catch. Back-to-back flyouts for Miller and Schmitz to Nolan Geislinger. And nice work by Dusty Kramer as he retires the Royals. No runs, no hits. There were no Watkins errors. One runner left on base. On to the ninth. 8-5 our score in favor of Watkins. You'll hear that ninth inning coming up in 1 minute on Chasm Radio.
Looking for friendly conversation and a favorite beer, soda, or mixed drink? Stop into Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky's always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Don't miss Corky's weekly meat raffle Saturday afternoons at 1:30. And don't forget happy hour Monday through Friday from 4 until 6. Also, try your luck with Corky's pull tabs or e-tabs. Best of luck and come back and sing Schnitzelbank Richmond Royals from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Stop in at QPC Store, and for bulk delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op, 320-987-3297.
Ninth inning here in Meyer Grove, our gracious host to the region's 2022 tournament. As ninth inning, it'll be the bottom of the order. Geislinger, Matthias, and Heath Kramer due up for Watkins. Looking for some insurance, Randy, as they have that three-run lead, but you'd probably like a little more, I'd say.
Yeah, that's you heard them talking when they came back into the dugout here, Kirby. It's like, let's get one more, get one more. You know, that's putting that little uneven number up all the time. It's like, that's important.
Top of the ninth, bottom of the order. Carson Geislinger starts it off as he walks into that left-handed batter's box. DJ starting his third inning of relief work. Blaine Ottman started this game. Watkins knocked him out in the fourth inning. Justin Schrader went to finish the fourth, did the fifth and sixth on his own, and then DJ has gone the seventh and eighth. As the first offering from Schleicher to Geislinger, in there for strike one. Carson 2-for-4 again today. Seems like he's got two hits in about every game, doesn't he?
Doesn't it, though? Yeah.
As Schleicher's one strike pitch bouncing up to Schmitz. And again, Randy, that off speed. He doesn't have that grip on it or doesn't have that feel for it yet. As DJ comes right back. 1-1 offering to Geislinger. That is skied right side. It's foul. Holthaus is fighting the sun. Sam has room and drops the pop-up. He blocked it with his hand, and it looked like he got glove or plenty of glove on it right there again, Randy, but it's another misplay by the Royals and extra life for Carson Geislinger.
Yeah, you know, you're giving those outs. You just got to take advantage of them, Kirby. And that one hit him right in the palm again instead of that pocket.
Extra life for Geislinger, and he swings and misses. So DJ pitches around it. Sam Holthaus, happy man over at first base, as out number one for DJ. That is his first strikeout.
Left fielder, Gavin Mathias.
So Gavin Mathias to the plate. Gavin was the substitution for Justin Thompson in the lineup before the game. It's been good for Matt Geislinger as he hits one right side. Kyle Buddy over. He fields. Flips it to Holthaus, 4-3 on the putout of Mathias for out number two.
And if you're DJ Schleicher, you really like that hitter's going after that first pitch on you.
We want to get this guy so you don't have to go back to the top of the order.
Stepping up to the plate, designated hitter, Heath Kramer.
Two away as Heath Kramer, he had that big RBI, two RBI single in the fourth inning. Came across the score as he went first to third after the Nolan Geislinger double. As Heath hits one on the ground left side, Bacchus gets a tough hop, knocks it down, fields, throws in time to retire Kramer 6-3 for out three. And that does it for Watkins in the ninth. DJ puts up a blank up there, and Richmond will trail by three down to their final three outs in the ninth inning. 8-5 our score. We'll hear it in 1 minute.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz and he'll be happy to lend you good sound advice. For insurance, stop and see Kara Olmscheid or Don Kaiser. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
It's most everyone's dream to buy your first home, maybe that cabin on the lake, or a 40-acre hobby farm. Hi, this is John Dole of Century 21 First Realty. Whatever your real estate needs may be, I'll be there to make the process as smooth and stress-free as possible by customizing my plan of action to each of my clients' wants and needs. I'm a realtor with Century 21 because it's rewarding to find that perfect home or piece of property for my clients. It's like hitting a home run. Check out the team at Century 21 First Realty today. Call me at 320-492-7010. Email john.dold@century21.com or visit John Dold Real Estate on Facebook.
Watkins three outs away from advancing to the next round of seeding games here today. Richmond's got three outs to play with, trailing by three. Dusty Kramer's first offering to Sam Holthaus is hit on the ground towards second, fielded by Carter Block, flips it to first in time. A productive, efficient out number one to retire Holthaus.
Boy, Carter Block threw that down by Justin Thompson's ankles, Kirby, and Justin made a nice play grabbing that baseball.
Some zip on it, too.
You know, as a first baseman, you never know where that ball's coming from when a second baseman goes in the hole to field it like that. You just got to be ready, the big target.
That'll bring Justin Schrader to the plate as Kramer's first offering to Schrader. On the corner for a strike. Dustin relieved Carter Block back in the seventh inning. Had a couple of runs he had come across on him as that pitch in there for a strike, but some louder outs, but outs, Randy. He's doing his job out there.
Yeah, he is.
Dusty right back. Quick 0-2 on Schrader, the 0-2 pitch. Missing low for a ball. Now 1-2. Kramer teaches at Cold Spring Elementary. Third or fourth grade. As his 1-2 offering to Schrader, swing and a miss. Got the fastball by Justin, and the Clippers an out away.
Brendan Ashton hanging on to that baseball.
So it's up to Kyle Buddy. Seems like the pressure's been on Kyle pretty much all tournament. All of his at-bats have been with the spotlight on him, as he's the last hope for Richmond here. First offering, missing high for a ball. As Kramer right back, he's 1-0 pitch to Buddy. That's down and away. Score stays the same, Randy. Richmond's got no one to blame but themselves with the gloves today, right?
Yeah, yeah. Some plays out there in the field that cost him a lot of runs.
2-0 pitch to Buddy. That's popped up. Ashton will look. No, Dusty Kramer wants it. He will put it away. And it's a breeze. 1-2-3, ninth inning for Dusty Kramer and Watkins as they eliminate the Richmond Royals here in the Region 15C tournament by a score of 8-5. 8-5 our score in favor of the Clippers. Richmond goes down in order in the ninth. As Randy, we welcome you into the postgame show as we are ready to rock here for the postgame. Watkins, you know, we talked about Richmond's faux pas, but Watkins taking advantage with those extra outs.
Taking advantage of some extra outs. Heath Kramer, Kirby coming up with what I consider the biggest hit of the day. They had two runs in already, and Heath delivers that single to right center field that scored two more.
Yep.
And it's 4-0 now, and that's like, wow, a big four spot. Yep. That was huge for the Clippers at that point. They get great starting pitching from Carter Block, and Dustin Kramer picks the save up here. And, yeah, again, you just scratch your head and you go, how is Watkins getting it done? But they're playing good defense. Mm-hmm. You look at what Nolan Geislinger does out there. You mentioned Carson over at third, and then Kevin Kramer, he's covering ground in center field. I mean,
that's how you do it.
You play as a team, you win as a team.
Team game, making the plays. And I mean, it's a great point by you, Randy, that fourth inning. You got your nine hitter with two outs up in the batter's box. An easy opportunity, you know, where you could look at it and say, oh, yeah, you know, that could be the inning right there. But he singles, two run score. Geislinger doubles after that. Thompson doubles after that. They chase Ottman from the game at that point, and that's the difference in the ballgame. Those
Absolutely.
Runs right there. You get the two RBI single, and then two more runs scored after that. So that's four runs, basically, in a game that was decided by three. So big knock for Heath.
You bet. So 8 runs, 15 hits, and an error for Watkins. They left 10 on base, 5 runs, 5 hits for Richmond. They had one error, and they left 11 on base. But you look at that one error, Kirby, and it could have been more like 3 or 4 errors because of that sun today, and they just didn't get it done. And so the winning pitcher, that is Carter Block. He picks up the win. The save will go to Dustin Kramer, who comes in the seventh inning. Blaine Ottman starts for Richmond. He'll take the loss today. Justin Schrader in the fourth. DJ Schleicher in the seventh for the Royals. And yeah. Now it's Watkins and El Rosa. Watkins and El Rosa. Brendan Ashton, he ain't taking no catcher's equipment off, I don't think. He kind of knows that he may be the catcher for game number two here today.
That'll be a good one for our last one, as we'll see what the Clippers got left in the arms department. Cap-wise, I got an idea, unless you have something up your sleeve.
Yeah, you go for it, bud.
I think the center fielder had a pretty good day today. I like the way he plays. I like, you know, I mentioned kind of showing off all five tools. Kevin Kramer, the speed, the bat, the arm, you know, the glove. He had a great day. Double, he goes 2-for-5, RBI, run scored. You know, game-saving catch on the Carter Thielen ball hit in the seventh inning right there. If he doesn't go get that thing, we might have had a 7-7 ball game. So Kevin puts it away, strong arm, great player. He gets a cap.
Congratulations, Kevin Kramer, your very own coveted Chasm cap. Compliments Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph. That'll wrap it up, game number one from Meyer Grove this afternoon, as the grounds crew working on getting the field ready for game number two. Region Baseball brought to you by Kramer Lumber in Melrose, Lewis Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Albany Chrysler Center, Albany Family Dentistry, Albany Mutual Telephone, BNS Excavating, Buyer Built, Freeport State Bank, The Greenwell Pub, John Dold, Century 21 First Realtor, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Lake Henry Implement, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Pep's Pork of Earl Spring Hill, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, Rambo, Stony Creek Dairy, West Central Sanitation, El Rosa Lumber Company, Columbia Gear over in Avon, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sauk Center in Long Prairie, Kensington Insurance Agency, Shady's Long Shots, Albany Ready Mix, Kensington Bank, El Rosa Grain and Feed, Shady Silver Spur, White Clover Farms, IPM of Waite Park, Central Minnesota Realty bringing us baseball today along with Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, Central Minnesota Insurance Agency, Albany and Richmond A&W, Corky's Bar of Richmond, Brandon Stang Custom Farming, Dairyland Supply, in Sauk Center and Grove Mutual Insurance. All right, we're going to send it back to our studios in Albany. Angela has some things to do this afternoon, including our birthday club that's coming up here on KASM. Your final score again had Watkins defeating Richmond in game number one, 8-5. We'll be back. It's El Rosa and Watkins coming up in a half hour. Angela, it's all yours.